young generation of whites, blacks, brown, whatever else there is, you're living at a time of extremism, a time of revolution, a time when there's got to be a change. People in power have misused it, and now there has to be a change, and a better world has to be built, and the only way it's going to be built is with extreme methods. And I, for one, will join in with anyone, don't care what color you are, as long as you want to change this miserable condition that exists on this earth. Thank you.
The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy.
Well, hello. It was quite the intro.
Yeah, we're starting with Malcolm X and revolutionary music, because that's where we are right now.
I like it.
Hey, man, look, you got to have good music for the series finale of America, if nothing else.
This episode is brought to you by Slightly Mighty, low-calorie and low-carb IPA from Dogfish Head. That's right. I figured it out. I found a 3.6-carb, 95-calorie IPA. That's right.
Not bad.
Haters.
Haters. Yes. You're many haters, like your cardiologist. Like, ugh, fuck that guy. What a dick. But yeah,
all of you were like, ah, ha, ha. You IPA dork, you can't have IPA anymore. Well, I figured it out. So you can go fuck yourself.
It's weird because I don't feel like not having IPAs is a bad thing just because I think IPAs are gross.
Well, I think your face is gross.
Yeah, well, I mean, many have said. it is what it is. What can I do? Can't fix your face.
Well, you can.
Well, you can. I don't have the money for that. Nor the time,
it's
really.
Fine. I nobody looks good.
No. I mean, look, I'm not a random attractive lady on Instagram. I can't just cut off parts of my body and staple the rest back together and pretend everything's normal.
Okay, you know what? Little touch-ups are okay, but then people just go overboard and they all have that same fucking Melania face. Like, it's weird and unnatural.
Yeah, it's the Bill Burr, like, your face just looks shiny and you just look shocked all the time. Like, yeah, it's not a good look. Don't do anything to your face. Like, don't do anything to your face. Like, that's just a general bad idea. You eventually look like a cat.
Whatever Jennifer Aniston's doing, I guess that works. I guess Botox, I'd assume. I don't know.
Yeah. But drinking the blood of the youth.
Right. Yeah. Adrenochrome.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
the Lazarus pit from fucking Batman. Whatever she's doing, I don't know.
I have a couple quick recommendations up top, actually.
Yeah.
Relevant to this week's news. A show that we have talked about before had a very good episode on last Monday. It is Behind the Bastards. They had an episode called The Man Who Teaches Our Cops to Kill. It is about... this guy, David Grossman, the director of the Killology Research Group, which is not a thing.
That's not a thing.
No, yeah, he made it up, Killology, and hundreds of police departments have hired this guy to come in. And it's one of many reasons our police forces are all fucked up. So, yeah, listen to that. And Black on Black Cinema this last
week. Yes, thank you.
It was. I imagine we have quite a bit of crossover.
I would imagine, yes.
but for those that don't, so you white people who listen to our show but not that one, I highly recommend that.
Yeah.
They abandoned their plans to do John Henry and just decided to discuss current events instead, which was probably made for a better show.
Did you watch John Henry?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good for you. It's no probably. It did. It 100%
was a better. I was going to listen to the podcast and let that determine whether or not I needed to watch that movie. And you did. You made me think, no, I do not have to watch it.
Oh, it was bad, like real bad. So, yeah, there is a lot going on. Thank you for that recommendation for Black on Black Cinema. I highly recommend it. I'm on that show.
Yeah, well, it feels weird to pimp your own shit. I've done it before, so I think it's an important episode to listen to for sure.
Yeah, I'm not a Trump guy. Like, I don't do the self, like the self promotion thing well. Like, it's just not really my thing.
Very good podcast this last week. Maybe the best podcast that's ever been recorded.
Many have said, "Who are the many people? The people on it." But many have said, "Yeah."
Well, if I had to guess, I would say most of our Black listeners already listen to Black on Black Cinema, yeah. And I'm guessing we have some whites who don't,
some white.
Or maybe just check in from time to time. I'm saying this is one you should definitely listen to.
100%. So there is a lot to talk about this week.
Not because of you. The other Terrence and Micah were very good on it, in spite of you, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, that's every week, obviously. It's not anything new. Come on. I'm just the guy who hits record. Black Lives Matter protests have officially hit all 50 states with seemingly no signs of slowing down. They've also hit
a number of...
Yeah, even Winnemucca has one, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, we had one. I was working at the time, or I probably would have been down there. But yeah, it was mostly high school kids. But yeah, we had a couple dozen people out there do a demonstration. And from what I could see, the cops lined up like they were preparing for the fucking Watts riots. And it was just some kids marching up down Main Street with signs.
They're going to try to destroy the local Piggly Wiggly or whatever it is you guys have out there. Like, no, they're not. Relax.
You better not touch the Dairy Queen Antifa.
But, yes, Antifa can't wait to come out to Winnemucca, Nevada to wreck shit. I bet they didn't see this one coming. Yeah, I bet no one did.
I saw some pictures. They had a fucking MRAP out there. And I'm like, for what?
An MRAP in Winnemucca?
Yeah, like, one, why do we have that? And for two, why did you feel that this was the reason to bring it out?
Let's fucking go, baby. Antifa doesn't want any of this. Okay. I mean, I guess not.
It was literally mostly high school students, you know, with like some Black Lives Matter, no justice, no peace, you know, your standard stuff.
Right.
But yeah, they literally had more cops than protesters out there.
That's not
an exaggeration.
We got the fucking armored MRAP in case there's IEDs. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I follow a number of like fitness channels on YouTube. I won't name the guy, but if you're in that world, if you follow a lot of them, you'll probably know who I'm talking about from my clues. And this guy has a very thick Boston accent, right? Because he's clearly from there. But I think he lives in Florida now. And as fitness people want to do. And he's like, he's doing this video on YouTube. He's like, they're saying looters are coming to my neighborhood. They're going to loot everything and take what belongs to them. I don't feel safe going to sleep tonight. And I'm like, yo, relax. Relax. Here's the thing. Looters aren't coming to your fucking neighborhood. Do you live in a Target? No, then calm down. No one's coming to your neighborhood, dude. No one. It's fine. Antifa's not coming, you fucking lunatic. Like, no one's coming. There was
every small town in America, including mine, have had like, there's an Antifa bus coming around. They're going to, everybody get your guns ready. They're going to, I've told you I was asked to, and so I do because it's fun for me. I moderate a local Facebook group. And it's just insane what, you know, I heard, this is what I heard. The Antifa bus is coming. Like, okay, dude.
The Antifa bus is coming. They rented a coach bus to drive in from a real city to destroy your city. Yeah. Then they're going to get back on said bus and head on back. It's
Antifa,
the Venga
bus is coming. Antifa bus is coming.
Antifa, little known fact, definitely takes the Venga bus to your local town. Jesus. What are you talking? Like, they're so scared of the dumbest shit. There was a whole thing about, like, some town, the local fucking dumb gun-toting rednecks were like, they stayed up all night because they heard Antifa was planning, like, a major, like, some major throwdown. They're like, we're ready. Dude, no one showed up. It was a complete internet myth, and these guys stayed up all night long waiting for the fucking Great Pumpkin to show up and blow up their town.
Well, there was...
Losers! Find it.
Losers. There was a fake tweet going around, and it was from @Antifa_US, where it was made that day and sent one tweet, and that's all it took. And it turned out, of course, that it was one of those Identity Europa white supremacist people.
Yes, of course it was.
Yeah, yeah. And it said, "Alert, tonight's the night, comrades. Tonight we say fuck the city and move into the residential areas, the white hoods, and we take what's ours. Hashtag Black Lives Matters. Hashtag fuck America."
wait. Is it Black Lives Matters with a Z?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, oh yeah. Boy.
Yeah, it was Black Lives Matters because a white supremacist wrote this. And they can't even get the hashtag right. But yeah, that was going around to small towns and suburbs across America. Antifa's coming! We're going to stab them!
They're going to take what's theirs. Okay, all right.
Mount up, patriots!
You know, I have to say, like, besides the hilarity and the hilarity of that, like, just how gullible they are, because they're idiots and they're just trigger happy morons. But there is another aspect to this, which is the scare, you know, the scary part of that, right? You know, the comedian D.L. Hughley has a lot of bullshit with him. He says a lot of things I don't agree with politically. He tends to sometimes slide on a little bit of the Hotep scale, I would argue. But he did say something once that I thought was really quite good. And it stuck with me because I think it's a really good statement, which is this, and it's exactly what's happening. The most dangerous place for black people to be is the most dangerous place for black people to live is in the imaginations of white people, right? Like, it's almost never the black guy or the black woman that they see that they're calling the cops or they're afraid of or whatever. It's this imagination of black people. It is this thing that they have cooked up in their heads in their quiet moments and not so quiet moments about what they think we are, which is just so weird. And then you're like, that's why they're like, this black guy is so articulate. Like, yeah, dude, I went to school. Like, in my imagination, you guys all talk like stereotypes from the, you know, 1800s. You know, it's like, no, like, I went to the same school as you did, dude. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? But it's, or this idea that there's these roving pack of niggers, as Mel Gibson would say to his girlfriend on the phone, right? Like, there's just these scary black people, you know, running around just grabbing up white women. Like, no, like, that's not a thing. Like, it's not a thing. So, it is truly that is the scariest place that black people can live. And you're seeing it on full display with all this, like, you know, black people are coming to take what's theirs. And now Antifa somehow lives in that area of their mind too. So it's just calm down. Like, just calm down. Nobody is knocking. Like, I live in Baltimore, one of the most dangerous cities in the country, statistically, I guess. I am exactly 0% worried about any protests coming to my very nice, like, suburban adjacent neighborhood. Well, I do live in the suburbs. I just don't live in the county. But, like, live in, like, the suburbs. I'm not worried about people holding pitchforks and just burning down my neighbor's houses. Like, I'm not worried about that. I'm worried that my local Target will be burned down and then, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'll have to go to another Target. Like it's like, I would be far more concerned about that in that I'm not concerned. Right. Like, but this idea to white people in America is just like, there's this, you know, existential threat of this, these roving bands of people that they don't like just destroying things. Like, no, they're likely not. They're likely not. It's fine. And guess what? Your local Arby's burning down. You'll survive. You can get your wet meat from somewhere else. Place sucks. Have better taste. So, yeah.
Yes, there's just this, well, somebody's going through all the stats and, cause who was it? I can't remember. They did it on Twitter. They went through the reason we've talked about their bullshit, but the bullshit stats that, the Candace Owens was using. And they're like, okay, so let's just take these at face value and say every murder is being committed, by it. And there is no, you know, repeat offenders. They'll just say every single murder here is committed by a different black person. Okay, so that's like 99.6% of black people who aren't killing anybody.
Right.
And this is who you're afraid of?
Right.
Right? Like, okay. Even by these stats, which we've discussed numerous times how, you know, flawed they are.
Right.
Even if you take them at face value, you know, the people you're terrified of are mostly just like you, man. Just trying to go to work and pay their bills. That's most people.
How about this? If we take all of the mass shootings in this country, I should be terrified of every white dude I've ever met. Ever.
Probably.
Because well, it's probably like night. I mean, yeah. But like it's. Oh, you guys are fucking dangerous. But like it's like 99.9% of all mass shootings are white guys. Like, and specifically like white guys in there, like between 20 and 35 for the most part. But that would be ridiculous. No one would advocate for that being a reasonable, like point of view. Like she certainly wouldn't advocate for that, even though it is far more reasonable to believe that. But you know, whatever. I don't expect a lot of logic from Candace Owens, whose entire thing is about hating her own people because she was probably called a fucking sellout at one point. And then she was just like, you know what? Fuck black people forever. So, oh, can I get money too? That's awesome. I have no moral standings. Yeah. So,
The thing about Candace is she's not saying anything new. This is just the same shit Rush Limbaugh says.
Yeah, but it's coming out of a black mouth, and that is very powerful for white people who agree with her, right? Like that feels because it feels like it's very weird to me that as much as they hate black people, they can't wait to embrace one, but it's only because they get to, it gets to double down on their bigotry.
You share that or Hodge twins or any, you know, Paris Denard or any of these people. If you share their shit, they're like, no, see, it's a black person saying it. So
it's fine.
Right? Yeah. They're the ones saying fucked up shit about black people. So, it's okay. Right?
I like the Hodge twins are the funniest to me because one, they're professional idiots, right? Like they're professional idiots. Like that, their whole thing is that like they're kind of goofball dummies, right? Like whether they are in real life, I bet it's probably accurate, but they've never come off as like, oh, there's some high level intellects even in the fitness world. No, they're just like fit dudes who are just kind of dumb and like have some like really ridiculous yet amusing opinions, right? Like that's pretty much it. They've never said anything relatively serious at all. And then somehow because of the big like YouTube like advertising destruction thanks to PewDiePie posting Nazi shit, and who I'll never forgive you fuck, because of that YouTube started cracking down on anything that could be deemed offensive. And so those guys went from making like a good amount of money on YouTube, like I think like a really good amount of money, to making like next to nothing. And since they had no appreciable skills, they only did YouTube. So they had no skills to like pivot and do something different. I think they tried stand-up comedy, but that didn't really work because they're not good at like saying smart shit. They're good at like making fun of YouTube videos, which is fine. because they have, again, because they have no appreciable skills, what they decided to do is, hey, we could pivot and just say really mean shit about people and just be right wingers. Like, these are the same guys that shit on black people and like how black people ain't shit now. I remember watching a video of them where they had to defend, like, they have a book of their genealogy. They had to defend that people were saying that they were not black because they didn't real people for some reason don't realize light-skinned black people exist. But like they were like, yeah, we're black. Like, what the fuck? But like now it's financially beneficial for them to shit on black people, so they do it. Like, I just, like, anybody who listens to the Hodge twins about anything, including kind of working out, you're a fucking idiot. Like, they're not, like, they don't even believe the shit they're saying. They don't even believe it. They're just like, oh, this makes money now on YouTube? Cool. Because we don't want to get real jobs anymore. And look, I get it, but I don't respect it. So, there's a special place in hell for black people, especially black people or any minority who will shit on their own people for cash. Like, there are.
Yeah, there is. And there's versions of that for everybody.
Oh, right? Yeah. 100%. 100%.
There's Milo Yiannopoulos, the gay guy who says horrible things about gay people.
Yeah, for money.
There's Blair White, the trans woman who says horrible things about trans people. Like,
I don't even know her, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. No, it's exactly the same as, wow. You know, she's the Candace Owens of trans people. It's just, it's that you take that same template and apply it to somebody else, and it works. And then you see all of these, you know, right-wing dirtbags going, well, I mean, this trans lady said it, so it's cool.
So, what is her argument? I'm trans and trans is wrong?
It's like a weird gatekeeper thing where, like, she has gender dysphoria, and so that's real, but everything else is not.
Wow.
So like she identifies as a woman, right? But anything else is not. Gender non-binary, she'll shit on that, you know.
So she's like born an Uncle Ruckus who transitioned into being an Aunt Ruckus?
Right.
Wow, that is amazing. Right-wingers are really the fucking worst. They're the worst type of people. Jesus.
And she's, you know, what they call passing, right?
Where, yeah, I would probably not think twice if I just saw her walking in the street. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so then she's, like, shitting on people who don't, you know, pass, whatever. Which is,
that's
in
fucked
the trans
up.
Community, yeah, it's pretty classist, honestly. Because, like, if you have money, you can look however you want, right?
Right.
For the most part. But there's broke trans people, right? Who can't afford all the surgeries they want to get.
Right. Like, she clearly has fake tits.
Right. It doesn't make you any less trans because you can't afford to completely overhaul your body. Right?
Wow, dude. That's a different level of crazy to me. It's
an absolute piece of shit.
Like, I mean, it's absolutely the same as Candace Owens or the Hodge twins or whatever. I wasn't aware of this person.
Oh,
her.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, you are garbage. Jesus.
Yeah, she sucks.
Wow. I guess it's cool. Yeah, she's a cunt, right? Like, that's fine. Wow. I can't read this woman's tweets. It's going to make me fucking really angry. All right. So let's talk about Black Lives Matter. So I think at this point we can safely say that this isn't just, as we talked about last week when Brad was on, thanks Brad for being on last week. It was,
I thought you were going with that.
Oh, you thought I was going to just, like, shit on Brad?
Oh, thankfully, he's not here this week.
Oh, no. See, I was being nice. I mean, I'll give him shit later. It's fine. I'll figure out how to throw him under the bus later.
No, I always enjoy when Brad's here.
Ugh. Yeah.
We do tend to bunk heads a little bit when there's three people on here, but...
Yeah. It's all right.
But no, I always enjoy when Brad's on.
It's fine. see, there it is. It's like, it's whatever.
I think I was just a Jay thing, which is just like, there's a lot of racial protests going on, and a lot of things that could make white people uncomfortable. I'm gonna get two white people.
Yeah. let me see if I can shit on maximum amount of white people and make sure the maximum amount of white people are listening. It's kind of how I roll. But I think we can safely say that this is no longer just a Minneapolis thing. This is no longer just a black people protesting thing. This is now a worldwide, I guess you could call it a phenomenon. But
yeah, there's it's happening in countries all over the world. There's events in countries all over Europe. Iran's got our back. That's nice.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not even gonna remotely pretend that it's not because they want to throw a fucking fuck you at the president, but I'll take it. I'll take it anyway. Like, that's totally fine.
Whatever.
I mean,
there. I posted a picture that in South Korea there was events.
Oh, is that right? I hadn't seen that one.
Oh yeah, there's somebody had spotted a bootleg NWA.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, what was it? It was something like, I'm pretty
strongly dislike the police.
Yeah, strongly dislike the police. That's a great shirt, by the way. That's a very good shirt.
Yeah, I would buy that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. In Bristol, English Black Lives Matter protesters pulled down a statue of slave trader Edward Colston and threw it in a river, which was fucking awesome. And they literally updated Google Maps to show that the statue was in the water. which is just a petty, beautiful move, in my opinion. In Fredericksburg, Virginia, where I have actually a family, the city pulled up a slave auction block that was in downtown Fredericksburg, which is fucking insane. I never knew that. I was like, why did they keep that there? Like, why? So it's just... There have been whatever major politician it was in the Netherlands came out and said that the Zwarte Piet tradition is going to disappear. I don't know what it is, and it may just I have my suspicions that it's because it's also in the era of Trump that. Finally, the world is realizing, like, oh, black people weren't just like yammering to just yammer. Like, this is a real fucking problem. And we get to shit on a guy we really hate. So it's like white people get to also benefit. And I feel like they're like, all right, cool. We're down for it now. But like in an era of Obama, it's like, yeah, but like you guys like Obama. We like Obama. So like, We don't have to work that hard about this. But now I feel like, okay, it's like a double whammy. Like, what do you think the reason is?
Well, I think we were kind of talking about last week. It's not like tensions weren't already high,
right?
And it took just a blatantly obvious. The police are doing something wrong here case, but then it's become localized, you know, in different places where they're like, yeah, that thing. And we're all out on the streets and we support you, but also we got our shit over here. Like,
right.
You know, like in Indianapolis, they have the, it is about George Floyd, but it's also about Breonna Taylor, but it's also about, And everywhere it's, you know, it's about George Floyd. It's also about what's happening locally. It's also about every little fucking thing.
Right. Microaggressions, right? Everything.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know, maybe, you know, you haven't been beaten by the police, but you've had fucked up situations with the police that are 100% racial, right? like you guys talked about on the show last week. I don't have any experiences like that, and I've been pulled over a lot. I spent most of my life being broke and driving junker pieces of shit, and they pull those over a lot. But I've never had an interaction like any of those.
Right.
Right. And I've had drugs on me.
See?
But yeah, it's a different world. And everybody's and so everybody has, you know, their own problems on top of it. So it was just sort of the breaking point. But cops are fucked up everywhere, man.
They are. And I mean, one of the things we've seen, one of the big big events that happened this week that really I think shocked a lot of people. It certainly shocked me. Was the guy in Buffalo, New York, 75-year-old gentleman who was pushed down by the police and then hit his head and started bleeding from the ears. I saw that video at the end of this week's episode of the Nerdpocalypse. It just popped up on Twitter as we were like kind of signing off, and I just disconnected from the show. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Because to me, it was emblematic of a larger issue. I mean, obviously police brutality, but the idea of if they'll do that to a 75-year-old white man, what the hell do you think they're going to do to a 25-year-old black kid in America? Like,
right.
Like, there is no semblance of like giving a fuck at that point.
I've seen some reaction to that. They're like, why is this the thing? You know, when there are people, you know, there are brown and black people being killed.
Right.
During all of this.
And that's a fair question.
Why is this the thing that everyone, and it's just because we're a white majority country. Right.
Right.
And
sadly.
And that was the thing that really shocked people, that shocked white people, because, you know, you see the George Floyd thing and you think, oh my gosh, it's fucking terrible that happened, you know, to that guy.
Right.
But you never really put yourself in that place because
you're not black. Not
happening to, right. Yeah. But that old man getting shoved on the ground and bleeding from the head, everybody immediately pictured their own grandpa. Right.
Yep.
And was like, that could have been my grandpa. Right. And so that has become the thing. And there was another one last week where it was just an old man and a cane getting shoved to the ground.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where it's like, we're shoving old white grandpas onto the ground as well. Like the police are out of control.
Yeah. Like there's just, to me, there's just like, there is zero argument for that being acceptable. Like I just, right. and like, look, I do think, I think the argument of why are you concerned about this over Tamir Rice and things like that's a completely valid argument. But you're right. The reason is for obvious reasons, right? Why people can see themselves or see their family members in that guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yourself or your dad or your grandpa or whatever. You just immediately. It hits home for people that a lot of the other violence we've seen doesn't.
Right. Like right. For me, and I'll make a larger point here. Like for me, I saw it like as my grandfather. Like I was just like, yo, it's just an old guy. Like that just like, right. I was like, what the fuck? Like this dude's old. Like he's 75. Like, dude, there are two groups that we're supposed to protect amongst any like major groups, young people, kids, and old people. They're the most vulnerable groups in society besides like people who are probably like handicapped, right?
Right. Like, and we've seen multiple old men get shoved down to the pavement, and we've seen multiple kids getting pepper sprayed in the face.
Right. Like that shit like should bother you.
Lines are being crossed.
Right? Right. That shit should really super bother you. And so I was just like, I just got really angry. I was like, yo, what are we doing as a society? And my larger point there is, I saw him as just a regular old guy, right? For white people, they were like, oh, that's my pap or whatever it is white people say. And I don't know. I don't understand you people. But but the reason why I saw it that way is because, and I saw someone make this point earlier, and it's a good one, is we know white people better than white people know themselves, in a way, in America, because we have to know you to, like, survive in this country. Like, white people don't have to know black people at all. Like, they don't, because they can just completely disown us, and most do, and live their lives and be perfectly fine. But we have to know how to navigate your fucking shenanigans. So, like, for us, in a way, it's not that, like, I saw my grandfather necessarily, but I just saw a guy, right? Like, I was just like, that's fucked up. But for white people, it's internalized, but it doesn't work the other way, right? If you saw an old black man, I mean, a perfect example is, like, you saw the video of Tamir Rice getting shot in 2 seconds when those cops pulled up. White people didn't go, that could have been my little son. They were like, what did that little black kid do? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not internalized in the same way. Where for me, I was just like, yeah, it's an old guy. Like, this is unacceptable, period. So I'm glad that white people are seemingly pissed about that. Like, it seems to be fairly universal. I don't hear too many people going, well, I think he might have tripped. Nah, yo, he didn't. Like, come on. He was
probably a member of Antifa.
Yes. He was joining the ranks of Antifa. He was on, what was it, Antifa America _ kill Whitey or whatever the fucking Twitter account is.
Well, and that's it, too. Because you see, like, just on the age thing, if you see a young person getting shoved to the ground or something, there is a part of you like, all right, what was that asshole doing?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they're probably asking for it.
Especially now as we're getting older. If you see,
I almost advocate for it. Like, I'm like, yeah, right. get that young
if
prick.
If you see a cop doing something to a 20-year-old, there is that part in your mind that's like, yeah, but what do you do?
Yeah, probably.
Because we've all been there.
Right. Like, your whole point at 20 years old is to be like, hey, fuck you, pig. And you're like, all right, well,
yeah,
welcome to Nightstick, my man. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah. We were all asshole 20-year-olds at one point.
Right, exactly.
I probably deserved a nightsticking a couple of times in my life.
Oh, 100%.
But,
I don't know that, but I know that, you know. This guy definitely deserved it. But yeah, I feel like that idea of watching an old guy get pushed down, I was just like, yo, this is super unacceptable. And I think a lot of Americans, whatever your color, saw that. And I think that's a good thing. Like, it's like when white people saw Bloody Sunday on television in the 60s, they were like, holy shit, it turns out this is really real. Yeah, it turns out. Like, so good. I'm glad that people are noticing that. That is a good thing. Oh my God.
Who was this in Florida offered to hire those cops?
Yeah, I saw that. And like, Jesus Christ. Like, they didn't even get fired. The two cops got suspended, and then 57 cops in that same unit, the emergency response unit, resigned from the unit, not from the police force, but from the unit. I didn't know that was possible to just quit a part of your job, but apparently it is.
I mean, I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing being part of the, that, you know, whatever strike force unit, you know, some overly macho bullshit name, maybe that was voluntary. And, yeah, they all quit that and went back to being regular cops or whatever. But, yeah, not because they were pissed that an old man got shoved. They were pissed that two guys got reprimanded for shoving an old man. And the thing, aside from the just fucking brutality of watching a 75-year-old man crack his head on the pavement and bleed out from the side of the head, you also see that the cops just keep walking.
Yeah.
Right? It was National Guard guys who came in and attended to him, who were also around, who actually have, you know, there's rules for those guys. And they have to tend to the fallen, right? Because they're armed combatants who follow rules. And it's weird that cops just don't. Like, yeah. I posted in our fan group, but there's just a 10-minute super clip of just police brutality this week.
Yeah.
And it's insane. I don't understand what the point of most of this shit was, right? Like,
You know, they, like, sometimes they just pepper sprayed people who were walking away. It's like, hey, yeah, I'm just going to jaunting on down to my day job. They're like, fuck you. Like, what? What is going on?
Yeah, like multiple occasions. There's people not doing anything and they just pepper sprayed them, right? There is that one journalist who he put his hands in the air. It's like, I'm a journalist. Like, I don't care. And like, get down on your knees. And he gets down on his knees and has hands in the air following directions and they pepper spray him.
Yeah, I'm like,
for what reason?
He was out of control. I feared for my life. What?
Did you see that video of the LAPD where they're all jumping on the whatever over macho little dick riot vehicle they have, and one guy falls off the back of it and stands up and just pepper sprays the fucking ground.
Like, fuck you, ground!
Just gets up mad.
Yeah, because
that'll teach you gravity of pepper spray.
Because their fucking feelings are hurt. It's hilarious.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Like, you're yelling things at cops, and they're just fucking pepper spraying people and just lighting into people with nightsticks and the fucking rubber bullets, man.
Yeah, like, dude, those things are like the size of what they shoot like out of a grenade launcher. You know, they're huge.
It's insane. And somebody posted the instructions on those. You're supposed to like skip it into people's legs, and they're just firing it point blank into people's faces.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. And you know what it was? I'm pretty sure was the police station burning in Minneapolis. Right?
Yes.
Just every cop went, well, that's not happening to us.
Kill everybody.
They went insane, man.
Yeah.
They lost their fucking minds. I don't know how this is acceptable, but you know, you've got before this were very standard meat and potatoes liberals who are just now like, yeah, I think we should abolish the police now, probably, right?
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
No, I know, but like, you know, like people who would have never uttered an opinion like that are like, damn, maybe we don't need cops, guys. I don't know. This is crazy.
Well, I like the whole thing. It's like there is it's like we're having issues with police brutality, and the cops are like, I have a solution. It's a bucket of police brutality. I'll just pour more onto it. Like, what are you doing?
Like, it's we're funny. Tired of the police doing violence to us. Well, I'm going to do violence until you stop talking about it.
Yeah, like, we're just going to beat you. We'll beat you into submission until you say it's cool. Like, that is not how any of this is going to work.
Yeah, it's insane. It's insane. And, you know, it wasn't my point, but I'll repeat it because it's a good one. If my job told me when I showed up to work, hey, today you're going to be going and firing tear gas and rubber bullets and nightsticking peaceful protesters, I would quit.
Yeah. Look, man, I don't need a paycheck that bad that they were like, hey, Jay, I know you normally work on computers, but if you could just nightstick these people who are protesting, that'd be cool. I'd be like, yeah, I'm not really going to do that. Like, that feels wrong.
There's people outside holding signs and they're yelling, can you just go pepper spray them for a while? And then you get back to your whatever you do. No, I don't know. It's pretty fucked up. Like, you know, we have it on the dock here. We're going to discuss some of the more drastic policing solutions, but I don't know. They don't all sound bad.
No, they don't. Yeah, look. I don't have there's been a lot of arguing back and forth in the fan group, lookforwardshow.com/fans. We're all in it's weird. God, liberals are we're the worst. we're just the worst. We are arguing over sloganeering. We're not arguing over what needs to be done, which is why we can fight and still come together on things, but we drive each other crazy because it's like, it should be this word versus this word. Like, no, we all agree these things are fundamentally broken. We need to fix all of them in the exact same way, but I don't agree on one word. Like, that's all it is, right? And so there is a lot, like you mentioned, there is, there is this whole idea of like defunding and dismantling and abolishing. These are the three words that have been being used in reference to the police departments in these particular cities and all over the country. Do me a favor, give your thoughts on this, because you you're a godless lib. Explain to the people why this makes sense.
Well, so I did some reading on the police abolitionist movement, just to be like, what would that look like? Not necessarily saying I would support it, but just trying to get an idea, because it sounds drastic, right? To just say, abolish the police, right?
Right.
But like, what would it look like without, like, we all agree, like you said, whatever the police are doing now is not working, right? And having the same people show up for every situation is not working. It's the, if you have a hammer, every problem looks like a nail.
That is correct.
We're sending the people with body armor and guns to go deal with every crisis, and it doesn't always need that. It didn't need four armed guys to show up for a counterfeit bill, right? And a lot of the things that cops show up for are something that a social worker could help with, or a drug counselor, or things like that.
Right.
Like, and I listened to, there's a podcaster I like, independent journalist, Robert Evans, who yep. was talking about, he's a police abolitionist, and he was discussing what that would look like. He said, well, you would need detectives always, right?
Yeah, of course.
Even with no police force, you're going to need crimes to be solved, but... so you would always have that would always be a job, but most things that you're sending cops to, you doesn't require a cop. That's the only solution that we have. Right. And
right.
So maybe it could be more segmented, or like the police in the UK are not armed. They have armed units.
Yeah.
When that's needed.
Right. They're like a SWAT team basically.
Right. But your average cop doesn't carry a gun.
Yeah, that sounds good, but we don't live in a country that doesn't have citizens who are armed to the teeth, which is the problem.
Right, yeah, that's the thing that we are uniquely a problem with, is we all have fucking guns,
right.
So the cops have guns.
Yeah, okay. I don't disagree with the idea of taking the system as it is, where we send cops to everything. It's like, hey, someone has a counterfeit 20. We need to send a fucking SWAT team and four MRAPs. Like, relax. Relax. Like, yeah, we don't need to do that.
There's a good point. The town of Winnemucca, Nevada does not need an MRAP.
Or does it?
For what? For what?
You,
for what?
You know what? You're right.
What do we have that for?
You're right. We need them to have two MRAPs.
Like, police budgets are nuts, and so they just buy shit they do not need, right? Our MRAP, like, the thing it mostly gets used for is whenever they have a parade, they drive it in the parade. That's it.
Right.
Like, hey, look what we got. Like, cool. All right, well, I guess I won't set landmines around town then.
Right.
Since I know you have the equipment to handle that.
Oh my god. Like what is going on?
Why do we have
why do you have a fucking MRAP? So weird. Like, I just
it's mine resistant armored vehicle, right? That's what it is?
I think so, yeah. That's what you need in Winnemucca.
Sure, yeah.
You know, there's a lot of fucking IEDs just been planted around.
Sure.
Right next to the goats that run your internet. Like,
our number two violent crime. One is fist fights at the bar. Number two is IEDs. So
Number two is IEDs. Like, a lot of people don't know this, but the IED problem in Winnemucca, Nevada is out of fucking hand. Holy shit. They're everywhere. Everywhere. So stupid. So, like, I understand and I agree that we should reshape the way that law enforcement works. I'm of two minds when it comes to the sloganeering behind this. One, I generally don't concern myself with what the right wing does as far as like twisting messages and things like that, because they're not honest actors. I don't expect them.
Right quick. It's mine resistant, ambush protected. That's MRAP.
Oh, hell yeah. That sounds way more badass, actually.
yeah, I need that in my small podunk ass town.
What's the population of your town?
It's like slightly under 8,000.
It's under 8,000. Do you think they had an MRAP in that town from the first Thor movie? Which is where you live? A fucking Hollywood backlot? Like, if you don't know what an MRAP is, just Google it and you'll immediately see how ridiculous it is for a town of 8,000 people. That one vehicle could probably kill every person in that town. Like, that and like five soldiers could probably take out that entire town.
And as Micah pointed out, I live in Puente Antigua, New Mexico. The fake town from the first Thor movie.
It's true. It's very true. So I do understand like the idea of all of that, right? I get that. But the sloganeering, I think, matters. And I think I am of two minds of why it's a problem. The first one is obvious, and the second one is maybe a little less obvious. The first one is because I think the idea of saying dismantle or defund or abolish, people don't listen to you after that, right? When you say, we're going to dismantle the police, no. No, I had a very smart guy, because everyone's like, I think people are just misunderstanding on purpose. No, I'm not talking about the nutballs. I'm talking about people who would agree with you. These are the people who are not in places that are like white people who are not in Minneapolis right now, right? Like they have issues with the cops, and like the guy I know is, you know, he's in his 60s. Like, he's like a super liberal guy. He's, you know, protested and dealt with cops in the fucking, in the 60s and 70s, of course, right? He's very much aware of those kind of things. But like, he was like, wait, defund? Like, I'm all for, like, he did what Joe Biden did this week, which was like, I'm not sure I'm for that, but I'm definitely for. And then he basically listed all of the things that's what that means. And the problem is with sloganeering, and this really matters, if you spend your time explaining, you lose a lot of people. So you got to hit people fast, right? It's like Democrats are for the inheritance tax. And like, you know, Democrats are like, well, you know, when someone dies and the inheritance goes to their children, perhaps we tax it a little bit, da 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 da. People stop listening to you. Republicans say Democrats are for the death tax. When you die, they tax your dead fucking body. People go, that's fucked up, and I don't agree with that. That's how sloganeering works, right? And you could say, well, that's the right wing that does that. And that's true, right? Like, It is the nutters of this that do that, but that is how things get changed and they get moved and people stop agreeing with you, right? Where, you know, people say, well, you know, if you say reform the police, that falls on deaf ears because, you know, years have gone by where people have said that and nothing happens. That is a valid argument. I'm not going to dismiss that argument, but I would argue that it isn't the word reform that is the problem. It is the fact that there was no true backing behind it that is the problem, right?
Yeah, and the reforms that were done, you know, didn't make a lot of differences, right?
Like, right, because you could like say, I'm going to dismantle the police department, and if you don't do it right, then it doesn't fucking matter, right? Like, words have meaning, but the actions behind those words are even more powerful. Right, if
yeah,
that makes
like
sense.
Like, if you fire every cop and then hire a bunch of people to replace them, and they just do the exact same thing that the first cops were doing, then you didn't fix anything.
Right.
Right. So it has to be rebuilt differently. And also, it's not realistic.
What isn't realistic?
Just defunding or dissolving or any of these complete overhauls of the police department that might end up actually being necessary. You're not going to get that done, right?
Right.
You're not. And the problem I have with people on the left, one of a couple, but one of the big problems I have is they'll put out a slogan like abolish the police or defund the police. And then you immediately get pissed at their own side when everybody does not agree with it. Right. So we got people all pissed off at Joe Biden now because he was like, well, defund the police. I don't know about that. Right. And they're like, well, he's not an ally of ours. Fuck Joe Biden. Right. Or
right.
There are people getting angry at the mayor of Minneapolis when he didn't immediately agree to abolish the entire police
force. Right. Because they don't know what it means. They don't know what it means. Right. I'm going to bring this person up. Two times. I'm going to say one thing about him in defense of him, and then I'm going to say something immediately after that that is going to undercut that because I'm just going to be petty. I'm just letting you know right now because it's who I am. One, this is the exact same thing that happened with the Black Lives Matter protest initially when that came up, right? 2016, let's go back. 2016, people were like, Black Lives Matter. I knew what it was. Other young people knew what it was because we were in the fucking know. We were in the fucking Twitter sphere or whatever you want to call it. We were on social media. We got it. They went to a fucking Bernie Sanders rally and people were chanting Black Lives Matter and all this other stuff. And they went to Bernie and they were like, do you agree that Black Lives Matter? And he was like, all lives matter. And they were like, fuck you, Bernie. And he was like, wait, what? Do you remember that? He was just like,
yeah.
He was just like a scared old man who just got pushed down by cops. He's like, oh, Jesus Christ, I don't even understand. Like, he didn't fucking know. It's not because he disagreed with you.
Bernie's not on the fucking internet.
Right.
He doesn't know.
He's like, the typing machines with screens on it? I don't fucking get it. Right? And, like, look, to defend him for a second, like, yeah, he didn't know what it meant. But then when people were like, oh, actually, Bernard, this is what it means. He was like, oh, got it. All right. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. But you can't just throw a term out and be like, you fucking better get it right. You fucking better get it right, Bernie. And he's like, survey says all lives matter. You're a fucking bigot. And you're like, all right. Well, Jesus, dude. So the problem is you have to also explain this. You cannot just say, abolish police and then like expect everyone to know what that means, because one, you have to remember the same people making the argument of abolish the police with all these details and everything else, right? Which is fine, and I agree with the details, that's all fine and good, but guess what, those same people, when they said abolish ICE, that is not what they meant. They meant get rid of ICE, period. So if you are listening to people on the left go, oh, abolish ICE, that means get rid of ICE. Okay, I get it. I understand what that means, whether you agree with it or not. I understand what that means. But if those same people say abolish the police, you go, oh, that's the same as the abolish ICE, but you want to do it with the police. That's fucking crazy. This is why you don't use those words. They have meaning. By the way, I was totally for abolishing ICE because it doesn't need to exist. Just say it doesn't. Yeah.
Yes, abolish ICE.
Yeah, abolish ICE. But like, the whole thing to me is, you have to, like, sloganeering matters, right? If you said, dismantle and rebuild a police force, or, you know, ground up, you know, I don't know. Like, people are, like, apparently very obsessed with the idea, whether it'll fit on a billboard. Like, okay, whatever. But, like, you could say, like, reform and rebuild, or, you know, ground up change, or, you know, something like that. You have to give people something that they can understand. Because again, if you are explaining in that time you're explaining, you're losing them. You're losing them. Like, you just are. But again, it doesn't make your ideas wrong. I don't disagree with your ideas. But like, people really ripped into Joe Biden today. I'm like, yo, did you read his statement? He's saying the same thing you're saying. He just is not. Yeah. And also, I'm going to need people to realize that being on the front lines of a protest isn't the same thing as running for president. They're not.
Yeah.
They're not. Yeah. Joe Biden can't go out and say, like, I support abolishing the police.
Get rid of all cops.
Yeah, come on. That's stupid to me. Oh, I forgot to Joe say my. I, hold on a second. I forgot to say my petty thing about Bernie. I was giving a little credit.
Oh, okay.
Let me get the petty thing in. Today is Monday. It has been 75 days since Bernie has done anything in the Senate. Literally, he has not done a single vote. 75 fucking days, Mister. He's going to lead a revolution. He doesn't even want to go into the Senate. What the fuck? Where's your big revolutionary? This motherfucker won't even vote in the Senate. I don't get it. But whatever. I don't want to stay too much on it. But I just found that to be interesting. The second when it wasn't his revolution, he won't even fucking go
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I mean,
anything.
It kind of looks like a revolution out there right now.
Yeah. Mitt Romney is doing more for the revolution than you are.
Mitt Romney threw a mask on and is out there. He just posted photos of him out there and said, simply and concisely, Black Lives Matter. Mitt Romney did that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not.
It's amazing.
I just find it hilarious.
People I never thought. Dale Earnhardt fucking Jr. is.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We got Dale Jr.
God, what a weird situation of the people we won in the great fracturing of America.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I got some interesting ones. So what I was talking about with things that actually could be accomplished, because to me, most of the ideas in the defund and even in the complete abolishment of police, a lot of that sounds fine to me. I think it would work. However, is it accomplishable? I don't know, you know? Probably not. What could be done? Have you heard of Eight Can't Wait?
No.
DeRay McKesson,
I've
Baltimore,
heard.
Maryland.
And his little vest.
He is pushing something called Eight Can't Wait.
Okay.
It is a data-driven campaign for police reform. These eight things, data proves, when done to all eight, if you do all eight to a police department, it reduces police violence by 72%.
Not enough.
And they, well,
right. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. That's a lot.
We're fixing it. Or it's an improvement, right? It's something that can improve. Obviously, it's not going to be totally fixed, but if you ban chokeholds and strangleholds, that's one. Two, require de-escalation. Apparently, that's not required. You can just start at 100.
Wow.
Three is require a warning before shooting.
How is that?
That's not required. Yeah, it's not required.
Yeah, okay. That's
you can just open fire. Just be like, hey, stop that or I'll shoot you, and then you shoot.
Yeah, that's insane.
Right. The thing about these is how, like, no duh they sound to me, but apparently police are not doing them. Number four, exhaust all other means before shooting. Five is the duty to intervene. So that would be other cops have a duty to intervene. So like the three cops that were standing around watching a murder in front of them, they would have a duty to go, hey man, you're killing that guy.
Oh boy, that's a sticky wicket.
Yep.
You know, actually calling your boys out on shit. Interesting.
Yeah. Stop killing that guy. Six.
Fuck you. Not doing that.
Ban shooting at moving vehicles. Seems like a no-brainer, but they.
Yeah. I mean, I could see a situation. I'm not going to defend cops here, but I could see a situation of like, that being necessary. But I would imagine it would be pretty rare.
What if they're shooting at you?
Yeah, like a fucking Point Break fucking bank robbery or something. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but not just like they're trying to get away from me.
Yeah, you can't just start popping off for no reason. Yeah, like no, I don't approve of that.
Yeah. Seven, require use of force continuum. It's like continuing program on use of force. So not just like a training thing at the beginning, like doing it all the time. It's time for our use of force training this month and require comprehensive reporting. So police departments that have done all eight of those things have a reduction of police violence by 72%.
And, interesting.
Yeah. Now again, they don't sound like, you know, drastic overhauls that people want, right? And they're not, but just those eight things.
They make a big difference.
I mean, you're talking about those are things that could be done. That's something that could be accomplished. You could get that passed in your state, right?
Right.
But yeah, it's not the most exciting thing in the world because a lot of those seem like they should already be they should already be in place, right? But I guess they're not.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's one of the problems with the times that we live in is, I mean, it's the Malcolm X quote that we played up at the top. Like, we're living in a time of extremism, right? Like, and that goes for us too, right? Like, people feel the need to respond in an extreme way, right? And I don't just mean like the protesters. I mean like even in language, right? Where it's like, oh, okay, the cops are beating the brakes off of everybody and like being pieces of shit. Cool. Abolish cops. You're like, wow, okay, that is that's just very strong language, right? And I almost never like, I only have an issue with it from like trying to push policy based on that, but I don't have a problem with people saying it, right? Like, we need to abolish cops. I'm like, that makes sense, right? Like that response makes sense to me. Like, I'm okay with that. But I think it does make for a difficult time when you're trying to actually get legislation done, right? I think we saw that in the 2016, in this primary, where things are so extreme and like how healthcare is fucked up, how fucked up the government is because we have a moron in charge and things like that. The responses get more and more extreme. So it makes it hard when it's time to actually legislate. And I think that's a problem. I don't know. Yep. I figured that was going to happen. I got banned for 30 days on Facebook. Yeah, it was worth it.
Shit, what'd you do?
I called a bigot a cunt in our group. Yeah, it's fine. I am going to decline, the decision. No, I think I should be allowed to go. It wasn't hate speech. I said, you are a cunt to her specifically, not to a bunch of people, not to a group, to her. So it's fine. Yeah, if they ban me, they ban me. I don't really give a fuck. Fuck this application. So anyway, I don't like bullies. So anyway, there you go. There was a live read. Jake gets banned on Facebook. I feel like they should let you retract it. That's not fair. Anyway. So like the idea of those extreme responses like mine, like it just makes legislation that much harder when it's time. And that's why like things like D. Ray McKesson's ideas are solid, but they will be seen as like half measures, even though they actually have like real results versus these other more extreme ideas. So we'll see. But I do think that we have to be careful of the sloganeering of all of this. I really think that matters a lot. Let's talk about COVID-19 a little bit. Numbers are spiking.
I'm never, by the way, not impressed at your ability to carry on a conversation while having an argument on Facebook.
Oh yeah, no, it's my superpower. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm like fighting with this woman and still discussing Black Lives Matter because I'm a man of many talents.
I mean, just because I'm podcasting doesn't mean I'm going to stop getting into arguments on Facebook.
No, she's in my group. Fuck out of here. This is worse.
She was being a cunt, so I had to call her a cunt. What? What am I going to not do that just because I'm in the middle of a show?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm just going to let some bitch tell me what to do. Get out of here. Jennifer Hansen, you know, bag of bones. Fuck you.
Well, then. That's how I know you're mad, because you like never use anyone's last name.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I didn't do that. But if you want to, go and harass Jennifer Hansen on Facebook, that's fine.
Good Lord, Jay.
Wow, 30 days. That's a long time. Eh, whatever.
30 days.
30 days, baby. Let's go. It's nothing. That's a light bid. Fuck you, Mark Zuckerberg. First, let me remove this woman from the fan group, and then I will log in as my other account. All right, so COVID-19 is raging all over the country. 21 states are having issues.
Welcome back, J2.
That's right.
Or is that one banned also?
No, J2 is fine.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
For now. I mean, I don't make any fucking promises.
You should show up at that same thread with one of your alts to go, yeah, you're a cunt.
I just do it with my third account. It just the fact that I have three accounts is ridiculous.
Yeah, and not just for fun. That your
no, I need
your,
them.
Social media activity necessitates three accounts.
I'm no chump, man. I'll say what I have to say. I'm not scared of anybody. So, you know, it's becoming a real problem for COVID-19 to be raging again, along with the protests coming back. You know, these surges of like 1,000 people being dead. Yeah, 1,000 people dying a day. And 20,000 cases, new cases every day, is a bit scary. And this is not, that's not even counting what, we're going to see once the numbers from the actual protests come back, 'cause that's going to spike again.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see, 'cause I do notice more people for this are actually wearing masks as opposed to
that's good.
All the reopened protests from a couple weeks ago.
Right.
We're probably now seeing the result of that.
Yeah. Well, 'cause it takes 2 weeks to incubate. So it does make sense. Like, people are like, oh, it's the protest. No, it's not. But that's in another week.
Yep.
And that will be a nightmare.
Absolutely. It's it's also not centralized in one location.
Right.
Like, we had just the epicenter was New York City. This is spread out everywhere, right? There's small little hick towns across the country that are having problems, and so it is very much spread all over the place.
Right.
Right. Like, the county that I live in is per capita doing worse than anywhere else in Nevada.
Right? Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah. Because it's full of dipshits who didn't take it seriously.
Yeah, well, that is sad but true.
And guys who work at mines, so they all ride a bus together out to the mine. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't drive that bus anymore. I would have definitely gotten sick.
That's really fucked up.
But I mean, that's, you know, that's happening. You know, all meatpacking plants aren't things that happen in major cities. They happen, you know, where the hogs and the cows are.
Right.
Right. So those are in small towns all across the country. And those are the places that have been being hit the worst over the last month.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, everybody's just kind of took their foot off the gas. Like, they're like, oh, well, we're over that. It's done now. We beat it. And yeah. We didn't at all.
No, we didn't. I have to say, I am really quite concerned. I don't know what's going to happen, but yeah, I'm definitely concerned. So we'll see. Next up, Third Amendment shows up like Thor in Infinity War. This was awesome. This is a pretty great moment. So the mayor of Washington, D.C. Decided, she was like, you know what? 229 years is long enough. Why don't I just bring up the Third Amendment, because you've got all of these out of town troops. The president has sent all these out of town troops in, to stay in Washington, D.C. so that they could protect the president or protect the city or whatever. And she was like, yeah, that's cool. No forced quartering. So, get out. And they had to leave. Genius move. Genius move. You're a constitutional dork. What'd you think of this?
Oh, I'm not only a constitutional dork. I'm a member of a Third Amendment rights shitposting group.
Third Amendment rights. 3A, baby. 3A.
Yeah. There's right. It's just something that we were in for shits and giggles, where you parody the Second Amendment rights losers, but for Third Amendment rights, and just a collection of Third Amendment rights memes, and that's fun for everybody. But to have somebody actually invoke the third, that's the most excited that group ever
had. Oh, shit! She did!
She invoked the third!
It's lit!
My tweet this week was a photo of screaming Jim Ross, the same one I use for everything. And by God, that's James Madison!
That's hilarious.
It's so awesome. And the argument she's having, because it was the Utah National Guard who was in town, and so the person who started it was Utah Senator Mike Lee.
Yes. Which is interesting. Which is interesting.
Who fancies himself a constitutional scholar. And a libertarian and all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has been getting roundly dunked upon for, well, she doesn't have the right to do that. Like, Third Amendment, motherfucker.
Yeah, she does. Boom.
She absolutely does. Yeah. Was it 229 years for somebody to finally invoke the third?
Yeah, 229.
That's awesome. God bless her. Yeah, it's the memes have all been great.
Yeah, they haven't.
So, smells like non-consensual quartering in here.
Show was funny, man. Like, I love that they literally, someone memed that entire sequence with Thor showing up in Wakanda from Infinity War, and then just had,
yes,
like him grabbing Mjolnir's like Third Amendment. It was like, yes, that was awesome. but you know, the best part is, if you didn't pay attention in history or civics class, it's going on right now. Like, no one would have thought that at any point the Third Amendment would be used anytime soon. But sure as shit it was, man. That's dope. I think it's cool.
Yeah. The only time we've ever talked about it is like, this is ridiculous. Why is this in the Bill of Rights? Is it that big of a problem? And apparently it was, right? Like,
yeah, not in the modern day. Right.
Right. At the time of writing, a real big problem was, you know, British troops just move over. We're staying in your house. And so that became a number three, our number three highest concern when we were writing the Bill of Rights was, well, you can't have fucking soldiers just stay in your house without consent. It's a big one, right?
Yeah.
Like the John Mulaney bit. The army can't stay in your house.
Like, okay, no one's ever going to need to use this. Well, surprise, 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 surprise.
At the time, it was a problem, right? We addressed it. And, to have it fight. I'm happy to see it. It's an old friend that we needed in this time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if any soldiers do try to stay at your house and you don't want them there, invoke the third. I want to see more of it.
Invoke the third. That's hilarious. Yeah, look, I support it. I think it's hilarious. I truly do.
Yeah, and to see all the, you know, what's funny is the Republicans losing their mind about it because they're the ones who fancy themselves constitutionalists. People, you need your constitutional rights. And like, okay, well, this is my constitutional right. Get the fuck out of this hotel.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like, gotta go. Gotta go.
It's beautiful. Yeah. And everybody join join your local Third Amendment shitposting group. It's lit in there. Which one of your alt accounts should I add?
Yeah. You can add my third one because my second one for some reason isn't working. So, right. Yeah, feel free.
Third in support of the third.
That's like right. It. Yeah, there you go. You know, other works. All right, let's move on from there. Let's talk about the Dems released their Justice in Policing Act 2020. This probably we should have talked about this one story ahead, but this is basically the Democrats saying, look, we hear you, and here is our plan. The legislation would, and these are some of the top line things, grant power to the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division to issue subpoenas to police departments as part of a pattern or practice investigations into whether there's been a pattern or practice of bias or misconduct by the department. Yeah, you can just take that one and stick that one on a shelf for when William Barr is not the Attorney General, because he ain't going to use that. Banning chokeholds, requiring federal uniformed police officers to have body-worn cameras, require marked federal police vehicles to be equipped with dashboard cameras. That's weird that that's not already the case. Require state and local law enforcement agencies that receive federal funding to adopt anti-discrimination policies and training programs, including those targeted fighting racial profiling. Prohibit federal police officers from using chokeholds and other carotid holds, which include which led to the death of George Floyd and Eric Garner. And require state and local law enforcement agencies to receive federal funding to adopt that same prohibition. Prohibit the issuance of no-knock warrants. That's probably for Breonna Taylor, which makes sense. Change the threshold for permissible use of force by federal law enforcement officers from reasonableness to only when necessary to prevent death or serious bodily injury. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. Mandate the federal officers use deadly force only as a last result, a last resort, and the de-escalation be attempted, and condition federal funding to state and local law enforcement agencies on the adoption of the same policy. And there's a number of other ones, but I thought those were good ones to highlight. Thoughts? Yeah. Thoughts? Questions?
Yeah. A lot of overlap, obviously, with what we were talking about earlier. But, I seriously thought, I thought it was already illegal to use chokeholds, man.
Well, no, they just passed something in the New York State legislation, just today, saying that you can't do chokeholds. Wow. Just today, which is fucking crazy.
Well, that's fine. As long as we get there, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know how much more we need to see before we actually have some of these reforms. And like this one, it's not gonna get past the Senate probably.
Yeah.
It's going to be another one of those things that just hangs out until we take back the presidency, the House, and the Senate. But I'm glad because usually it's usually hard to get the Democrats to do anything meaningful.
Fair enough.
They're a very frustrating party, as you know. But yeah, I'm wondering if they could actually get some more of the. Are there any libertarians left? Just Justin Amash, right?
Is he?
Well, I mean, he's the only one who meant it.
Sorry, that's fair. I mean, Rand Paul says he's a libertarian.
No. He's a cuck. He's an authoritarian cuck. He doesn't believe anything he says.
Yeah.
Watch him vote against this.
Yep.
He is currently holding up anti-lynching legislation.
Well, you wouldn't want to get that one passed in Kentucky. Fucking clown. Yo, Rand Paul is garbage. Like, he is a garbage person. I better not say it too loud. I don't want to get my third account banned. I don't care for the cut of his jib. I do not.
That's fair.
Yeah, he's a real piece of shit. Like that guy. Just a real piece of shit. All right, let's talk about something near and dear to our hearts. As I wrote, Lady G is going down so hard, but publicly this time. So there's a lot.
this has made me very happy, all of this. This is the worst kept secret ever. We've talked about this quite a bit.
I don't know what you're talking about. Please explain. Please to explain.
Well, as we all know, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina.
Yes.
The confirmed bachelor who never found time to marry.
Right. Captain Pussy Magnet, I believe, is how he's referred to in the Senate.
So there's been quite a few rumors that fella might be a gentleman with a long handshake.
Yeah, that's one of the most ridiculous terms of all time. A gentleman with a long handshake. It's such a good old-timey phrase. It's ridiculous.
Yes. Little light in the loafers, as they say. Yeah, so it's the worst-kept secret in Washington that Lindsey Graham is gay. However, there's now a lot of male prostitutes in the Washington, D.C. area.
Escorts.
Who've decided to come forward and start talking because they are, frankly, sick of Lindsey Graham's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense to me. I don't have a problem with this whatsoever. Not a one. I think it's great. I think it's, I've never been prouder of gay folks. I've never been prouder of escorts. It's a weird thing to say, but yeah, it is what it is.
Well, so there's sort of there's been some people like publicly grappling with it. Like outing people is not cool, right? In general.
I agree with that. But this is not a general. Yeah. This is not a general situation.
Yeah, and there's also been some talk about Tom Cotton.
Yes, yes. This actually, that is more important to me than Lindsey Graham. 100%.
Yeah, like I don't even know if it would affect Lindsey Graham. Honestly.
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it would.
You think so?
Yes. I think there are a lot of Republicans who just put themselves in denial at Lindsey Graham. Oh, well, it's never been confirmed. As long as it's not confirmed, I can not think about it. But
I don't think so. I'll have to find some South Carolina Republicans. But it's got to be like, yeah, that's our gay senator. We like him. He's fine.
Nah, yo. No way. No way. You think Christians are going to vote for a gay man? I don't think so. Nope.
I mean, they have numerous times.
No, but not confirmed on the books. Like if they dump information like, yeah, this guy likes to do XYZ out in the public, no way they vote for this guy. No way. No way. And he's tied. He's tied 42-42 in South Carolina.
You know what? That's interesting. Because I would honestly bet that most, it's, I would even say it's got to be above 50% Republicans know and have accepted it and are just like, yeah, that's fine.
Oh yeah, definitely.
This is our closet queer senator. It's cool.
Yeah,
but it might be enough to break a tie. Not necessarily yep. that they would go over to Harrison.
No, but they just wouldn't.
They
vote.
Would at least stay home. Yeah,
I don't think, and this is the problem with extremism, especially religious extremism. You have given these people no space. Right. You have told them that Democrats are evil and they want to kill all the babies and all this other stuff, as if Democrats don't have children. It's weird. But you have told them that. So Democrats are an unacceptable alternative. Then you've also told them that gay people are an abomination by God and there's a gay agenda. And if gay people exist, they're going to try to fuck your kids or make your kids gay or both or whatever crazy shit. And you've given them no position to move on that. So it's either you go with the baby killing Democrat or you go with the family destroying gay guy. So pick one. And I think a lot of evangelicals are going to be like, if I don't know, then it doesn't count. But if I do know and I vote for him, then I'm going to burn in hell. And if this comes out and they've got proof, I don't think they're going to vote for him. I think that guy's going to handily win. Not like a blowout, but I think there are pragmatic Republicans who are just like, whatever, who gives a shit? I've never given a shit. And then there's going to be the hardcore evangelicals, and I just don't see them voting for this guy. Nope, not at all.
So here we go. I can't find anything for voting for a LGBT senator or representative, but we're now at 56% of Republicans support gay marriage, which, as somebody who, like, this was when I was a shithead out in the kid yelling, a shithead kid out in the street yelling about stuff. This was our issue, was fight for gay marriage. This is what we were out in the streets yelling about.
Right.
When I was a young man. It is wild to see 56% of Republicans now going, yeah, fine, gays can get married. It's cool.
Hmm.
That's a crazy amount of progress to me.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It is. It is. But I don't think it's a lot of progress on the right.
It's the majority of Republicans are now fine with it.
Sure.
That's only come about in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, I think you put Lindsey Graham up against somebody else, I think they're going to be like, nah, it's not worth it. We can lose
him.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, we can lose him. It will be enough of a percentage that it will cost him re-election probably.
Yeah.
You're right.
So good.
He probably just can't come out and say it. And the real interesting thing is this... Does this explain the complete about face of Lindsey Graham? Right. Is this what they're holding over him?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did Trump and them have, you know, evidence of him, you know, hiring hookers, you know, cause that's not even just like Pete Buttigieg has a husband. What are you going to do? This guy's like off banging hookers.
Yeah. That's not a good look. And
That's dirty.
Right. Like, and also illegal.
Rent boys.
Right. And yeah, also illegal. Yeah, that, right. Like,
that's a good point, too. Because somebody brought that up on the, because they're saying he makes them sign NDAs.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out if they can get out of it. And the lawyer was just like, you can't sign an NDA on an illegal act. Prostitution's not legal in DC.
Yeah.
You just talk. Just get out there and start talking. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can't sign like, hey, sign this NDA. I murdered a guy. Like, wait, what? No, that's not how NDAs work.
All right. Yeah, you, since prostitution's not legal, right, the two of you committed a crime, and you are making the other participant in the crime sign an NDA, which is, it wouldn't hold up. So just go ahead and talk. Fuck it.
Yeah. Look, same goes for Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton is an existential threat to this country. And I say I say that with not an ounce of joking in my voice. He is Trump, but smart. That op-ed that he wrote for the New York Times, which was gross and basically just called for like straight up like a fascist level crushing of American citizens who just don't agree with him through military might. He needs to go. Like, he is the next evolution of Trump, where people are like, well, maybe we'll get a Trump and it'll be even scarier. Yeah, it's Tom Cotton. That guy is a fucking nightmare. And frankly, if, you know, given or taken a bunch of dicks from prostitutes is what destroys his career and his life, good. Good. Good.
Yeah, Tom Cotton has a family. By God, that man has a family.
Yeah, and if it ruins his family, I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, that's going to cause a lot of more problems.
Right. It's one thing Lindsey Graham is single, right? But you got to be Tom Cotton's wife standing up there and be like, yeah, I know, he takes a bag of dicks all the time. It's fine. Like, no. 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 And also, yeah, Lindsey Graham is in South Carolina. Like, South Carolina is conservative. Tom Cotton is from Arkansas. Is even more conservative. Like, are you kidding me? Hell no, dude. They will run you out on a fucking rail. So, yeah, no. Look, if it ruins his family, I don't give a shit. Good. One family. Look, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Your family getting destroyed and you living in a shitty apartment because you lied to your wife while you were fucking a bunch of rent boys in D.C. Minor price to pay for the savior of democracy. Burn it all. Don't give a fuck. Don't care.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. That's completely Tom Cotton's fault.
Yeah. Nope. Don't care.
You married a woman under false pretenses when you like sneaking out and fucking male prostitutes.
Yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah. So it's fine by me.
Not for the gay stuff. For running around behind your wife's back
for cheating.
Hookers.
Right. If you were just like, look, I'm bi and like, you know, from time to time, I like to dip my pen in the other another inkwell, and that was something your wife knew about, that's cool. But my guess is she didn't. Although that would be a bold strategy if it was like, Tom Cotton has been sleeping with male prostitutes, and she's like, no, I know. It's an agreement Tom and I have. I'd be like, yeah, that's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it works out. It is not. And it will not.
The only woman he sleeps with is me.
Yeah, okay. Let's see how the Christians in Arkansas take an open marriage, an open bisexual marriage. Nope.
I'm sure that agreement exists somewhere, but not amongst conservative senators. That's not going to work.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah. Again, and there is absolutely nothing wrong with being gay.
No.
And there are people trying to be like, oh, what happened? I thought the liberals were supposed to be so accepting. Well, you can't accept that Lindsey Graham is gay. I'm like, of course I could.
No, Lindsey Graham can't accept that Lindsey Graham is gay.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Lindsey Graham is running around with male prostitutes. Lindsey Graham is likely. Has likely sold out everything he ever claimed to believe in.
Yep. Because he's scared.
In order to protect this secret of his.
And you know, they're actually...
That's the problem.
Right. And I saw that the escorts are seeing this as a national security issue, right? You are allowing a guy to be manipulated because of this secret. And somebody made a point that I thought was really good, which was, you can be gay in the FBI. That's not a problem. You can be gay in the CIA. It's not a problem. You cannot be closeted because that can be used against you. And that's what's happening here. Because somebody was pointing out that one of the times, like right before his big or right before the Kavanaugh case, Graham met with Trump, Mark Levin, and someone else. It was like another like sort of social... hardcore social Republican, right? And then all of a sudden he came out like super hard for Kavanaugh. And it's like, why? Like, you got to remember, like, this is a guy who defended Sonia Sotomayor, right? He was like, he asked him some hard questions and he was like, I'm going to vote for you. Like, and then all of a sudden he's like, I'm going to destroy the Democrats. I'm so angry right now because you're doing this to good old Brett Kavanaugh with his rippling muscles and his sexy hair. I mean, I don't know what's happening. Like it shit didn't make any sense. So look, if you got to get, look, talk shit, get hit. Like, if it's got to fuck up your career, I don't give a shit. Look, maybe that will give Graham the space to be honest. Like, in the twilight years of his career, have a John McCain moment and be like, you know what? Thumbs down to this whole fucking Trump bullshit. And, like, just be free of it. Frankly, if you were just free of it, you might do okay in politics. You might. You ain't gonna win this race. Like, I can tell you, because the shock of being lied to for so long is gonna piss people off. But if you were just open and honest, you might have been able to make it happen. Maybe. But instead, your career is gonna end on a fucking downer, which is getting fucking your grinder emails thrown into the fucking New York Times. But, you know, whatever. By the way, the person who should destroy Tom Cotton should be the New York Times. Just for what he did.
Yeah. Ronan. Yeah, by the way, biggest single hour drop in subscriptions for the New York Times was the hour immediately after they posted that op-ed. So good job, New York Times.
Yep. And the guy who headed the op-ed department quit because he fucked up that bad. They came to him, by the way. They came to Tom Cotton and was like, do you want to write a Mussolini-style op-ed? And he was like, like, boy, do I. It's like, dude, what the fuck?
I hate to put this mental image in your head. I'm lying. I really don't, and I'm going to do it. Multiple gay escorts from Washington, D.C. Have come forward claiming to have had sexual encounters with Senator Lindsey Graham. Remarkably, the one thing that corroborates all of their stories is that Lindsey Graham has an unmistakable signature moan. Lindsey Graham is a surprisingly strong, incredibly physical power top who makes high-pitched Mickey Mouse ha-ha sound during sex, one escort stated. It's insane. There's literally no other way to describe it. Yet another commonality verifying escort supports is that everyone who came forward stated that Graham's noise would only get higher and higher as he came closer to orgasm. It was hilarious, and he got really mad when I laughed about it, but I couldn't stop, one escort confirmed. So Lindsay's shrieking, hitting the highest note a human can hit, going, ha-ha, 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 and I'm laughing so hard I'm crying and snorting. Lindsey Graham was, hands down, easily the weirdest sex I've ever had.
Wow. That is really, really fucking hilarious.
Yes. It's well known, the nickname for him amongst male prostitutes is Lady G. Mm. That's fun.
That is a video entitled Mickey Mouse Laughing for Many Hours. So there you go.
Oh, it's horrible.
Oh. Oh man. I hope they have proof. I don't want just words. I hope they need proof. They need proof. Like, they need text messages. They need emails. They need pictures. They need something. But you got to come correct. And the same with Tom Cotton. Because you can't go after these guys, have no proof, and it's just your word. Because the right wing will blow it off. But if you've got pictures and you've got, like, here are the text messages and shit, yeah, they'll turn their back on him. So. And my only hope, honestly, about Lindsey Graham, not about Tom Cotton. I just want to state this for the record, what I'm about to say, because it's fucked up. I hope, like, it happens, he leaves politics and doesn't, like, hurt himself. Like, I don't want that. Like, I don't. I'm not saying that about Tom Cotton. That's all I'm saying. Like, I just don't care.
I would like Lindsey Graham to go back to 2016 Lindsey Graham, where he was just talking shit on his own party correctly.
Right, like...
And things they were doing, yeah.
Like, I think this guy's crazy. I think he's nuts. I think he's unhinged. Like, yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want. I want that Lindsey Graham. Like, I just don't want the guy to, like, kill himself or something.
We're going to get destroyed, and we're going to deserve it.
Yeah. And then he was like, ha ha, ha ha, ha. Sorry.
And then 2 years later, he's Trump's biggest fucking lapdog.
Yeah.
Like, something happened, right? Yeah, and it wasn't just that he had a change of heart and made a complete 180 from the position he was at.
Yeah, it just never made sense.
Yeah, it's got to be blackmail. That's the only, you know, that's the only thing that ever made sense. And I had always said here, I hope it's not just that he's gay and that's it, right? But being gay and sleeping with prostitutes, that is something you can hold over somebody's head because it is criminal.
Yeah, like, again.
Now, I don't think it should be, but fact is, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second.
Grill Grace makes food, right?
God damn it. I was fucking hoping this wasn't going to be an ad. I wanted to play some of this this classic Lindsey Graham.
Reaction to hearing what Donald Trump says.
And disgusted. Well, I want to talk to the Trump supporters for a minute. I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you like this guy.
This is 2015, okay? 2015 Lindsey Graham.
I think what you like about him, he appears to be strong when the rest of us are weak. He's a very successful businessman, and he's going to make everything great. He's going to take all the problems of the world and put them in a box and make your life better. That's what he's selling. Here's what you're buying. He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot. He doesn't represent my party. He doesn't represent the values that the men and women who wear the uniform are fighting for. I've been in the Air Force for 33 years. I retired this June. He's the ISIL man of the year, by the way. Just got back from Iraq a week ago this Monday.
I know. We interviewed you live from there. You were with Senator John McCain, and you were going into Iraq to get a status report. What were they saying there about all of this?
The military leadership and the diplomatic corps. Now, we have young men and women in harm's way all over the world, particularly in the Middle East. They were concerned about this rhetoric because the enemy will use it against us. So what was a concern last week has to be DEFCON 4 this week. Because what Mr. Trump is doing, and I don't think he has a clue about anything, he's just trying to get his numbers up and get the biggest reaction he can. He's putting our soldiers and diplomats at risk. He's empowering the enemy. And this ban, if it's actually enacted, would take people who have been interpreters, who came to our side in Iraq and Afghanistan, who are under siege in their own countries, and basically becomes a death sentence for them.
You're saying he's empowering the enemy.
Yes.
You draw a direct line between his rhetoric and what, recruitment for ISIS?
Yeah, they use that to turn the region against us. Our diplomats and military command.
All right, I'll leave it there. Yeah, that was Lindsey Graham 4 years ago. Or at this point, excuse me, 5 years ago. And now he's just like, Donald Trump is the greatest president we have ever had. Isn't that right, Mr. Hat? And it's just, but it's just, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So yeah, they are clearly holding something over him. Like, so come on, man. Like, let's, you know, quicker war, quicker peace. Let's get Lady G free of his restraints, and then go back to you know, talking shit. And again, I don't want anything to happen to the guy. Like, I don't ever think that's a cool idea, except for if it happened to Tom Cotton, because of that would be fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. You can Bud Dwyer himself on fucking television, as far as I don't give a fuck.
Lindsey Graham is an embarrassment. Tom Cotton is genuinely dangerous.
You're right. Like, that's the difference. I'm like, oh, Lindsey, you're occasionally going to say something that I agree with, but for the most part, I need you to shut the fuck up. Tom Cotton, I'm like, you need to go to, is hell real? Yeah, that seems fine. Like, yeah. All right, let's. I got this next article, and I picked the place that I got the article on purpose. So let's go on over to Stars and Stripes. Colin Powell endorses Biden, says Trump is a liar and a danger to the nation. The military newspaper has run the story, which is great. So, yes, former Secretary of State and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Colin Powell, noted black man who speaks fluent Yiddish, which is weird, says that Donald Trump has drifted. Did I ever tell you that story?
No, that's weird.
Okay, I'll tell it to you in 1 second. He says Donald Trump has drifted away from the Constitution, is a chronic liar, and is dangerous to our country. He said that he was on Jake Tapper's show, State of the Union. So he's not only he's doing something that I think is the right move. He's not just saying I'm against Donald Trump. He is actively endorsing Joe Biden, which is a far better move. Mitt Romney and George W. Bush have both come out this week and say they are officially not supporting Trump for re-election, which is, I mean, that's a blow, right? Like that's definitely a blow. But it would do so much more damage if you endorsed fucking Biden. It would do so much more damage to be like, look, even the former Republicans support me over you. Like everybody does. So,
yeah.
But I like Colin Powell's move here. It's a smart one. So here's a Colin Powell Yiddish story. I once saw Colin Powell speak a number of years ago at this like speaker series. And he was talking about, he's a fascinating guy, whether you agree with him politically or not, I generally don't. But on a lot of things, I think he's a lot more reasonable a Republican than people give credit, actually. You know, barring the Iraq War, obviously. I mean, it's a bit of a drag on his career. But he tells this story. So he grew up in New York, I believe. And he was telling this story how he was just like a young kid he went into this store and to get a job. And it was like a Jewish run, like a Jewish neighborhood, right? So like everyone there, the owner spoke Yiddish. And the owner taught him Yiddish so that he could go around as this little black kid, like sweeping up in the store and stand next to couples and hear what they would say so that he could negotiate a price. Like if a couple was like, oh, this, you know, in Yiddish to each other, like, because obviously speaking Yiddish was really common then. This dining room table set is, you know, $1,000. Yeah, I'm only willing to pay $500 or something like that. So he would hear that conversation from the couple. Then he would run back to the owner and be like, well, they said they're only going to pay $500. And then he would, you know, use that information to manipulate people on the price. But that's how he learned fluent Yiddish. Huh. Yeah, it's kind of a funny little story. But yeah, it's true. I wouldn't say a huge deal. I think him endorsing Biden is the big deal, but him not endorsing Trump is I don't think he voted for Trump to begin with, so who cares?
No, and yeah, he clearly has never been a fan of Trump. To actually endorse Biden, that's the step that it's going to take, and a lot more people are comfortable with that because, for one, we didn't nominate Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Who I, again, probably policy-wise would have preferred, but this is what we have now.
Yeah.
So, but you're going to get more of the Never Trump Republicans. Like, you notice, like, the Lincoln Project guys really they kicked it into gear as soon as it was clearly a choice between Biden and Trump. They're like, all right, fine, let's go nuts.
Yeah, let's fuck them up. But, yeah, there's talk.
These guys are great, by the way.
Yes, they are. Their ads are fucking fantastic. But there is talk that there are, like, five other Republican senators right now thinking about openly coming out and saying that they don't endorse him.
Well, Murkowski had said she agreed with Mattis. We hadn't talked about that, but Mattis wrote a pretty blistering piece over for who do you write for, Atlantic?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and they asked Murkowski about it. She goes, oh, yeah, he's right.
Yep. Yeah, Trump stinks.
Okay, so your guy is a danger to the to the Constitution, and you didn't vote to convict on the impeachment? Okay, cool.
Yeah, seems like a weird stance, but all right.
So what, she just voted like present or some shit?
Yeah, like a coward. A fucking coward. Boy, do you think they regret where they are now? They're like, I probably should have done that.
Well, there's talk. It seems people behind the scenes Like, can we get a revote? There is some talk of people that we need that talking about cutting bait with Trump and trying to save the Senate. Here's the thing on that. It's not going to work. You're going down with this ship no matter what you say at this point.
Yep.
There are 10 current Republican senators in danger, which is fantastic. I find that wonderful.
I have to say, never, and we'll talk about the status of the POTUS race. I think they're in a real pickle. Like, I think, I don't want to get too excited because, you know, people tend to trip and fall right on their own dicks in the Democratic Party. But I think that if they keep this up and just, like, if they don't do anything silly like wear a kente cloth during a... during a press conference and kneel at the same time, like fools.
We're not supposed to. I'm wearing my kente cloth. Am I not supposed to do that?
I feel like this. Are you wearing a kente kufi at this current moment? Because if you are, then it's fine. As long as you're spouting Hotepisms.
Is that the hat?
Yes, that's the hat. Is that the little hat? Is that the little hat they wear?
The little hat you wear.
It's called a yarmulke, you asshole. Yeah, it's a Black Power yarmulke.
Right. you know the hat from the memes.
make me wear one. Come on. So yeah, I think that there is a decent chance that the Democrats just put on a fucking shellacking of the Republicans. If they keep going, I feel like the Republicans,
there's some we already know. McSally's gone. Gardner's gone. Yeah. Collins is getting her ass whipped right now. Like, which is glorious. Fuck all of them.
They're throwing a lot of money at Collins's race, trying to save her. Good. Burn it all up. I hope you burn it all up. But I do think you're seeing like things like Graham's seat that are suddenly like really competitive. That they may have thought like they had in the bag. If Graham goes down, that's a problem. I don't know if Cotton is up for re-election right now.
No, not this time.
Not this time. Doesn't really matter because just taking him out is devastating enough if he goes down. And boy, does he. So like if he goes down, like that's just that's a moral victory. And that's just, that's depleting to Republicans as a generality, right? That hurts them.
Oh, I am sorry. Tom Cotton is up for re-election.
Oh, is he? Oh boy.
He is.
Who's he running against?
For fuck's sake. There's not even a Democrat in the race.
There's no Democrat running against Tom Cotton. Fucking come on. Now's the time, by the way. Now's the time.
What are we doing? We don't even have a guy?
Yeah, just throw someone at him. He'll catch him. It's fine.
Josh Mahoney was the only candidate to file for the Democratic Party. However, he dropped out in 2009, on November 12th, 2019. Because he dropped out after the filing deadline, Democratic Party of Arkansas can only nominate a replacement if the candidate dies.
Wow.
Cool. So, you know, when we talked about you gotta fight everywhere, you know.
Yeah, this is kind of it.
This is what I'm talking about. There's not even a Democrat to run against him. I know it's Arkansas, but may I point you to current Democratic Senator out of Alabama, Doug Jones.
Right.
Field candidates. Right? Mm. Field fucking candidates. Have a guy standing there in case the other guy implodes. It happens.
Yeah, that's it. Here's an interesting little Snopes thing. apparently it's not true, but on April 1st, 2017, this was obviously a joke, back to Stonewall.com reported that Tom Cotton comes out as ex-gay, defends gay conversion therapy, said it worked for him. Quote, I gave it a shot, and boy, I'm glad I did. I know it may not help everyone, but it worked for me. You just need to find the right program that works for you. I am now the man I always knew I could be, fully dedicated to God, my wife, and good people of Arkansas, without all those urges to have sex with hot guys 24 hours a day. That's hilarious, because that's probably a real statement. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see. So yeah, way to go, Democrats, for not having anyone running. That's fucking ridiculous. But again, that's still a moral victory, and that might help to just make people feel bad in the Republican Party, and I like that. So fuck them.
Yeah. So there is a libertarian, and an independent, and Tom Cotton.
All right. Well, maybe the independent could win, and maybe they're more left wing.
Dan Whitfield, the independent. I'm just gonna go ahead and guess that an independent candidate in Arkansas is probably like so racist he can't be a Republican.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
I'm gonna look up Dan Whitfield and see what he stands for. It'd be weird if he's like, well, Medicare for all.
Like, wow, okay. Dan's the man. Dan's our guy. Joe Biden is the official nominee for the Democratic Party as he cinched the...
Oh, my... Hey. Dan Whitfield running for United States Senate in Arkansas as a progressive independent.
All right, Dan, this is your time, man. This is your time. I will happily back him.
Wow. All right.
All right, there you go.
We have a progressive independent.
All right, let's go. The Bernie Sanders of Arkansas. Here we go.
Yeah. Would you like a progressive independent? Or that queer Tom Cotton.
Right. That'll be the ads. I saw somebody was like, yeah, Tom Cotton's going to run for president in 2024. It's like, pick Cotton 2024. Like, wow.
Oh, no.
They would do it. Republicans are the worst. They would fucking do it. What's the problem? We didn't mean anything by it. Like, all right. Cool. All right, last bits. Well, we have two more stories. Joe Biden is the official nominee for the Democratic Party, cinching the 1,991 electoral.
Huge shock.
Yeah. Just squeaking past Bernie with like 300. Yeah, so good. That's all done. Now pick my girlfriend so we can get through this. Yeah, good. I'm glad he won. I'm glad this is over. It's been going on way too long. Here's what I care about, actually. Joe Biden has opened up a 14-point lead on Trump nationally. I like that. It's not big enough. I need it to be by 40 points. Like, I need him to destroy him.
So here's the thing that's interesting. I know we are all incredibly nervous and are like, Trump's going to fucking win again, isn't he? God damn it. So if I could help you feel a little bit better, this is a larger lead than Hillary Clinton ever had on Trump. This is a larger lead than Barack Obama ever had on Mitt Romney or John McCain. So it's pretty good. It's not good enough because there will be fuckery.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I do not take your foot off the gas for a second, but it does make me feel good that Brad sent us what the current electoral college map looks like, and it brought me a lot of joy.
It was something like Joe Biden, like if the election was today, Joe Biden would have like 400 electoral votes. He would take Texas and Florida, like it was crazy. Whisper of a dream. Whisper of a dream.
Yeah. It's if the election was held today, and keep in mind people have not run back to their corners for election time. People are exceptionally mad at Donald Trump at the moment. And Donald Trump hasn't started his campaign of fuckery.
Mm.
But if the election were held today, Biden would win.
Jesus Christ.
Good.
415 to 123.
Yeah, that's a drubbing, my man. That is a drubbing.
Yeah, he's slightly up in Texas, slightly up in Florida, North Carolina, the whole Rust Belt, Arizona. Like, this is amazing.
By the way, if he won like that, not only is the Senate ours, and not only is the presidency clearly ours, that's so bad that Trump would have to scream about cheating, because he'd be like, I can't believe I got beat this bad. Right? Like, because people are like, oh, if he loses by enough, then he won't say anything. Like, no, it would be so insane. He would have to. He would have to. He'd be like, no, China did this or whatever. Yeah.
Mail-in ballots. It was.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. He's losing Iowa? What the? Georgia. Get the fuck out of town.
Yeah, dude. He was losing Michigan, I think, by like 7 or 8 points, or maybe it was double digits.
Oh, yeah. Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow. I thought Ohio was gone for good.
No.
Dude, this would be amazing. Alaska, get the fuck out of town. Okay. That's an insane map.
That's an insane.
That's not what's going to happen, but that's what I would like to happen. And that's what really, if you want to shove Trumpism down in a hole that it may never rise up again, that's what it's going to take.
Yeah.
Because we still, right now, currently, have Democrats who are smarting from fucking 1972 and have vowed never to nominate another progressive again.
Yeah.
From that long ago.
Yeah.
So that's what it's going to take.
Yeah. It's got to be a thorough rejection of Trumpism. It has to be. Boy, you're not going to really be able to say shit if Joe Biden beats him by this much. All the people are, Joe Biden can't win. Like, not only did Joe Biden win, he beat the brakes off of him. Yeah, you'd have to kind of shut the fuck up, but I'm sure that won't stop them.
Again, I don't think this is going to hold. I think
no.
Trump's going to come back. He's going to say ridiculous bullshit. And here's the thing about the economy is it's taking a shit right now. We've already seen them doing it, right? With Trump's ridiculous.
Oh, I think if George Floyd was up in heaven looking down on these great jobs numbers, right?
Like, they're going to...
That's
going
one
to,
of the most obnoxious things I've ever heard.
Because the economy is in the shitter that any tick up, they're going to take... Like, we went completely into the toilet and then added to, 2 million jobs or something? And they're just going to go, look, we added 2 million jobs, right?
Yep.
They're going to try to pull shit like that. And so just don't let them, you know, like... Moving from 25% unemployment to 20% is not good.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Right? Don't let them take those little fucking victories. Another interesting thing we found out today, I think, we were already in a recession in February.
Yep, that is correct.
Isn't that interesting?
Yep. I mean, I don't.
Single fucking lockdown, we were already in a recession.
Well, and now it's going to be 1,000 times worse.
Oh, for sure.
Well, and not only that, because it's going to get really bad once we have to have a second lockdown, and that's coming.
Yeah.
But you know, or we just won't do it, and just people will die. So you know. That's, I guess, an option people could pursue, which is fucking weird. But, you know, shout out to Joe Biden. 14 points, man. Keep it going. Just keep fucking dunking on that dude. Just keep dunking on him. All right. This Week in Stupid, before we get out of here.
And you know what I'm going to need Biden to do, right? I need him to take a cue from Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. And before you say anything, pause for 22 seconds.
Yo, that was one of the wildest moments. What do you think about that? I stand with the protesters, I guess. Fuck, that guy's gonna nuke us, isn't he? Oh, he's so crazy.
Yes, yeah. I need that much consideration before you say a fucking word.
Yeah, I'm gonna need you to not talk about black people and like being black or whatever. Like, you were flawless, dude. Like, please don't make another huge mistake like that. Please don't.
He has 90% approval rating with black people. Just know that, internalize it, and shut up about it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need to say anything. Like, you don't need to say anything. Just keep doing what you're doing. Like, you don't have to say, well, you know the thing about black people. Like, don't do that. It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary.
You have gotten more support, far more support from the black community than you deserve, Joe.
Yes.
Just take it, bank it.
Run with,
shut the fuck up.
Just fucking run with that shit. Just run with it.
Because he can be so good when he's thoughtful, right?
Yeah.
He has made some very good, thoughtful statements. My wife sent me a clip of him when he was, the last time he was on The View, and he made Meghan McCain cry talking about her dad. And it's just this really human moment talking about loss and his son and all this shit. Because Beau Biden and John McCain died from the same type of cancer.
Oh, really?
So he's...
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Just drop that fucking nugget on there. Ooh, God, my dad, I miss him. Yeah, I know.
Because he is a sweetheart of a guy, he is. Right? He's just saying all of these wonderful things about, you know, about John McCain. And he just turned her into a blubbering mess. But I was watching this like, that's what you need to be all the time, Joe.
Yep.
So don't get excited. Don't fucking yell weird shit. Just be,
well, that
just be
that
quiet
that's his thing is when he slows down and he gives that fucking like, listen guys, like when he gives that rhetoric, yo, he is in his fucking bag. Like, whatever's coming out of his mouth is fucking gold. It is.
Yeah, just empathetic and talk, because he has genuinely been through some horrible shit. Right? His first wife and his daughter died in a car accident.
He was like 29.
That was when he was running for Senate.
Yeah, it was fucking horrible. Like,
yeah, it's terrible. And then in 2016, his good son, Beau,
his good one,
died of this really horrible brain cancer. And so, like, yeah, when he does slow down and is quiet and is empathetic and is in his zone, that's the Joe Biden people want.
Yep.
When he gets all excited and starts yelling weird shit and then making everybody uncomfortable and like, we don't need that.
Yep. That's exactly right.
So just slow it down. Yeah,
just
calm it
down.
Don't
do that.
Think before you speak. And yeah, every time he's gotten in trouble, he got all revved up and you need to put the black people need to put records on for their kids or like, calm it fucking down.
Please, for the love of God, stop saying that. Stop saying that. Like, yeah.
It's a big fucking deal. You know, like every time he's
Corn Pop was a serious guy. All right.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Apparently he was real. Like, apparently he was real, actually.
That's the weirdest thing about the Corn Pop story, is they looked it up like, oh, yeah, that was a real guy, Corn Pop.
Yeah, like, no bullshit, guys. He wasn't lying. Like, what?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they found, like, the guy's obituary. Like, he died, and it was, like, Steve Corn Pop Johnson or whatever.
Ran the street gang by the public pool, apparently. Got into tussles with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, okay. All right, got it.
Anyway.
Fucking crazy.
And finally, in conclusion, what do you got?
This week in stupid, U.S. military could lose Space Force trademark to the Netflix series. Which is hilarious. The street. Had you not seen this? The streaming service premiered its new sci-fi comedy series, Space Force, on May 29th. Netflix did. The show's name has no relation to the newest organization of the U.S. military, which unveiled its official flag only 2 weeks earlier. Because of the common moniker, though, the United States Space Force first battle might be a trademark war fought in court rather in space, rather than in space. Attorneys for the U.S. military have done little to secure the Space Force name as a registered trademark. Netflix, however, has been far more aggressive and has already locked down the rights to the name in several countries. Despite sharing the name, both entities have plenty of room to maneuver without evoking much confusion. The streaming comedy, with its political jabs at the current presidential administration, is unlikely to make its viewers think that they're watching a series about the actual branch of the U.S. military. However, the fledging U.S. Space Force, meanwhile, has yet to get off the ground, both literally and figuratively. I feel like when Trump hears about Space Force, he's going to be mad and try to go after them. And then Netflix is going to be forced to take the trademark from the U.S. government, which is fucking hilarious to me. I love it.
I'm all for it. Yeah.
I love it. I hope Steve Carell's show wins. That's fucking hilarious.
I haven't watched it. I have seen a couple people that enjoy it. I should probably check it out. I find it hilarious that the TV show making fun of the Space Force got launched before the actual Space Force did.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
Is it good? Did you
watch it? I've watched one episode. It's okay. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
I feel like it's hard to sort of judge these kind of shows in their first season, because it's like Parks and Rec was not that amazing in its first season, but like really came into its all in the second season. So I'm willing to give it.
I never made it past the first season of Parks and Rec, and everybody's like, "Oh yeah, the first season's bad. Stick with it." I'm like, "Oh shit, well I better go back."
Yeah.
But right now I'm currently working my way through Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and then I will probably go back and revisit Parks and Rec.
Well, you know what? Brooklyn Nine-Nine is hilarious.
Oh, it's great.
That's one that's been funny since the beginning.
Yeah. Their first season is fantastic.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
All right, it is almost midnight here. I'm going to go. I'm tired. All right, that's it. That's it for me and my three Facebook accounts, and I think that's it for Andy as well.
Right, let's get Jay all worked up, see if he can get all three of them banned at once.
That would be...
And see if we can get J4.
Yeah, that would be something. It would be something. All right, that's it for us, guys, and we will see you next week.
Talk to you later.
Bye.